ABC Radio Australia.
We begin in Papua New Guinea, and Australia's Minister for the Pacific, Pat Conroy, says the country's brand new NRL team will be ready to take to the field on schedule in 2028. Speaking in Port Moresby at the formal announcement of the team's first board, Mr Conroy said money for the project is flowing in and that construction of the sports village where the team will be housed will create 5,000 jobs. Leading the new board will be the former chair of the Canterbury Bulldogs NRL team, Ray Dibb, and among those joining him to run the club will be former Kumuls and Melbourne Storm star Marcus Bai. The announcements were made by Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape, who has called upon the new board as its first task to launch a nationwide competition to find a name for the PNG team. Now, our ABC's Papua New Guinea correspondent, Marion Farr, was at the media event. She joins us this morning now from Port Moresby. Let us say good morning, Marion.
Good morning, Aggie. Good to join you.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the speculation, though, in the Australian media has been that the PNG NRL franchise, you know, might not make it in time for 2028 launch, but Pat Conroy has dispelled that suggestion. So what did he have to say on the subject?
Well, that's right. There has been some talk that the PNG team may not be ready for 2028, and that's due to the logistical hurdles of setting up a team, a brand new team here in PNG, and a perception that the recent ARLC announcement about the Perth Bears joining in 2027 is a contingency plan for the ARLC should the PNG team not be ready. But both Minister Pat Conroy and ARLC Chair Peter Vlandis have denied those suggestions, and that was really, I think, one of the main intents of this trip to Papua New Guinea this week, was really to reassure people that things are on track. They're very confident that the team is going ahead in 2028 as planned. A board has now been appointed so they can get to work and start making some important decisions like choosing the team name and colours, appointing staff and coaches, building facilities, upgrading the stadium, all that sort of important stuff that needs to happen so the team can be ready to join the comp.
Well, I know Mr Conroy talked about the legacy of the project, right? The Marape Albanese legacy, he called it. And I understand he made comparisons with the deal between Sumako Sumare and Go Whitlam that led to PNG's independence in 1975.
Look, there is a clause that does say that in our agreement, that it could be terminated if there's a termination of the security agreement. But our friends here, which are the best neighbours in the world, would never, ever do anything which would require us to terminate the agreement.
And let me just add, on behalf of the Australian government, that we are incredibly reassured by the statements from Prime Minister Marape that he's made in the Prime Minister's courtyard in Australia, in Canberra, as well as up here, that PNG is intent on partnering with its traditional security partners with Australia.
So what you heard there was Peter Vlandis and then later Pat Conroy just reiterating that the security agreement that was linked to this NRL deal will hold strong, and that there won't be any risk of Papua New Guinea sort of violating the clause that would mean that the club license may be terminated. So Minister Conroy and the Australian government are clearly very proud of this agreement. It's really one of their signature policy and development initiatives in the Pacific. They'll be spending over $600 million in funding to support the team and rugby league development more broadly in the Pacific. So it's not just sport we're talking about here. There is that security element, and it's something that the Australian government has been very proud of, and we could see that reflected yesterday.
Well, another one would be, of course, the economic development, right, is one of the reasons Australia has backed the PNG NRL build a bid. And if Mr Conroy is right about the creation of 5,000 construction jobs, that would seem like a good start, right?
That's right. I mean, I'm sure that that's something a lot of Papua New Guineans will prick their ears to hearing. You know, low employment rates and job opportunities are something that is a struggle here in Papua New Guinea. Now, Minister Conroy has said that those jobs will stem from various activities associated with this new team, such as upgrading the stadium, building a new centre of excellence and running the PNG NRL franchise. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of people here putting up their hands and putting in their applications for those jobs.
Yeah, sure. And Marion, look, we know there are seven names on the new board to be chaired by Ray Dibb. But for rugby league followers in PNG, one name stands out, and that's Marcus Bai. What does this mean for the team?
Yeah, well, that will be another part of this announcement that's very pleasing to Papua New Guinean locals here. I mean, Marcus Bai is really something of a national hero and a household name, having really cemented PNG's name in Australian Rugby League when he played first for the Gold Coast Chargers and then more notably Melbourne Storm. And you can see how many Storm supporters there are here in PNG, and I think that's largely due to Marcus Bai. So people will be very pleased to have a strong rugby league representative on this board to ensure the decisions aren't just being made from a business perspective and that there's also, you know, real sporting expertise here.
Yeah. What about the name, though, for the new team? You know, how will that process work now? Because I know Prime Minister Marape wants it to be the people's choice.
Yes, well, the Prime Minister gave a little bit more clarity about this yesterday. He said that there will be a competition to select the name. Now, it's not entirely clear how that will work, like whether there'll be a voting system to decide. I did hear on the sidelines some suggestions floating around about the name. Now, one of them being the PNG Angels, which is a reference, of course, to the Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels who helped Australian soldiers on the Kokoda Track during World War II. So I guess that's a bit of a nod to the shared history between Australia and PNG. But whether that will resonate with Papua New Guinean NRL fans of today, we'll really have to wait and see. And there is a little bit of controversy these days around that term Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels. So it'll be interesting to really see what other names come up and how the public decides what they want their team to be called.
Absolutely. Well, Marion, we know that Minister Pat Conroy, he's off to Solomon Islands this morning. What are we expecting him to do there?
So, yeah, this completes a week-long trip around the Pacific for the minister. His first stop was in Fiji for the Melanesian Spearhead Group meeting. He then came to PNG and now, yes, this morning, you're right, he's on to Solomon Islands. Now, his agenda there isn't completely clear. Reuters reported recently that Australia is preparing to announce almost $500 million in additional funding for aerial surveillance across the Pacific. Now, the minister didn't give official confirmation about this and whether that will be part of this stopover in Solomon Islands. But there's also concern in Canberra about China's growing police presence in countries including Solomon Islands and how those links could be exploited in a potential conflict. Now, I put that question to the minister. Here's what he had to say about that.
We've been very clear that we believe that China is seeking to have a permanent security presence in the Pacific. We've been very open with the Australian people about that. We believe that we're in an enduring contest to be the partner of choice in the Pacific, a contest with many nations, but China being one of them. And we, again, are faithfully implementing the 22 PIF communique, which said if there's a gap in Pacific security, go to other Pacific nations first and let them have the opportunity to fill that. And we're intent on doing that.